Now, there's this myth going around, and not only is it a complete exaggeration of the truth, but many intelligent people actually believe it, even going so far as to insult someone for saying otherwise. The myth, you ask? Religion? No, grow up. Global warming? I already talked about that. Quantum string theory? Unless you mean guitar strings, I wouldn't know. No, this time around, it's the myth that Fox News is a malicious engine of backwards right-wing propaganda. I've heard all the snarky references about it. Faux news, fixed noise, GOP TV. Notwithstanding their naive assumptions about the anonymous, their paranoia about exploding vans, and the fact that Bill O'Reilly's on the channel, I actually like Fox News. And I must ask, just how does this myth perpetuate? The actual problem lies in people being unable to distinguish fact from opinion. In the age of news and breaking stories being available 24/7 via the internet, television and other old media venues have to provide more than just repeating newscasts all day. Thus, Fox News as well as other channels have shows all about commentary on the news. This is where the BS starts. It recently came to my attention that TV Guide only categorizes a small percentage of the shows on Fox News as news. That's because they're right. The rest of the shows are commentary and discussion. All these groups that supposedly work towards exposing the right-wing bias on the channel have one thing in common. They can't tell fact from opinion, which kind of worries me. If you can't differentiate a news report from a panel of people discussing the news, you're obviously not mentally equipped to, quote, reveal the truth. And I'll bet that a lot of you haven't even seen a straight newscast from Fox News. I have. And as far as I could tell, there was no bias in their news report. Now that I've hopefully made things a little more clear to you, you might see that their discussion shows have more conservatives than liberals, and are thus unfairly biased. Well, first of all, Fox is a privately owned enterprise and thus has no obligation always to keep things straight down the middle. Second of all, I'm willing to guess that the most exposure you've had to the channel is in the form of those YouTube videos by news hounds or some other pathetic excuse for an activist group. If you hadn't even given some credence to the idea that these places cherry-pick the most potentially damaging snippets, thus taking the whole thing out of context, you need to start thinking more. I watched a clip of Ann Coulter advising we bomb Iran. Then, I found the whole clip. It was a business show where the main subject of discussion was the potential threat of war with Iran and how that might affect us in terms of business. And the discussion most certainly had moderate and left-leaning talkers. Coulter's snide comment was taken completely out of context and applied to the entire channel. I'm pretty sure that's what an intelligent person would call bullshit. On top of this, certain groups have even outright lied to try and smear Fox. Media Matters, a group that regularly gets caught red-handed fudging the news and slanting things to the left, accused Fox of being the only news channel not to air the Democrat Party's response to the president's most recent State of the Union address. And in fact, this was not true at all. They did air it. We have yet to see Media Matters publicly apologize for this. Then there was the claim that Fox was trying to link Democrats to terrorists by pointing out that Osama bin Laden's latest video contained a lot of quotes that were similar to Democrat talking points. Funny thing is, it's true. He kinda did say things that I've heard from Democrat pundits, and while I can understand the desire for Democrats to deny and downplay this, I don't see what's so wrong about pointing that out. But, to be fair, Fox News does at times have more conservative talkers on than liberals, and if you genuinely don't want to watch Fox, that's your call. I'm just sick of the falsifications and the wild-ass smear campaigns from people who seem to think that commentary shows are news reports. To make it simple for the stupids, here's a comparison. Fox is not biased, Sean Hannity is biased. Just as MSNBC is not biased, Keith Olbermann is biased. To give me your own opinion and commentary, drop by satosuke.livejournal.com. Now, time to go fix my washer-dryer. It's currently stuck in a no-spin zone.